Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. I just recorded that little bonus episode that you heard on June 3rd. Clearly today is June 20th. I'm recording this way, way in advance. But as I said, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world, but I'm going to keep chugging along with this podcast. And, you know, you've heard me talk about it over the last few weeks about how things are going between coronavirus and the protests and the riots. But, you know, who knows what the world is going to be like on June 20th. I posted something on Facebook. I said, I wouldn't be surprised if aliens land because it feels like that's where everything is going. Anyway, let's talk about these words. I will, you know, unless it's appropriate, I'll try and keep my comments relatively limited. All right, our first word is bite, B-I-T-E. It is the second form, noun from the 15th century. 1A, the act of biting. 1B, the manner of biting, especially the 1B definition for the word occlusion. Number 2, synonym is food. I like food. As 2A, the amount of food taken at a bite. And then another synonym is morsel, or I guess that's the synonym for 2A. And then 2B, a small amount of food. Synonym is snack, as in have a bite to eat. I actually just had a bite to eat before I did this. I had some pretzels because I was hungry. Number 3 is archaic. 3A, synonyms are cheat and trick. And 3B, the synonym is sharper. Number 4, a wound made by biting. Number 5, the hold or grip by which friction is created or purchase is obtained. Number 6, a surface that creates friction or is brought into contact with another for the purpose of obtaining a hold. 7A, a keen, incisive quality. 7B, a sharp, penetrating effect. Number 8, a single exposure of an etcher's plate to the corrosive action of acid. Number 9, an amount taken usually in one's operation for one purpose. Synonym is share. And I think I pluralized or I possessified that word one, so it should be an amount taken usually in one operation for one purpose. And then number 10, synonym is soundbite. Now we have bite plate, two words, noun from circa 1922, a removable, usually plastic dental appliance used in orthodontics and prosthodontics as a device worn in the upper or lower jaw and usually used especially to reposition the jaw or prevent bruxism. B-R-U-X-I-S-M. No clue what that is. Something related to teeth, probably. And then B, we have the 3B definition for the word retainer. Now we have bite size. Two words with a hyphen. Could also be bite-sized with a D. Adjective from 1947. 1, of a size that can be eaten in one bite. There are a lot of things that are not bite-sized that people often eat in one bite, though. As in, bite-sized pieces of chicken. We also call them nuggets. Number 2, bean or made small or brief, especially so as to be easily manageable. As in, bite-sized tasks. Also as in, bite-sized essays. I love me some bite-sized candy bars, though. Next is bite wing. One word noun from 1938. A dental x-ray film designed to show the crowns of the upper and lower teeth simultaneously. My dentist appointment was canceled because of the coronavirus, so I should probably reschedule that sometime in the relatively near future. Next is biting, with an ing, adjective from the 14th century, having the power to bite, as in a biting wind, especially able to grip and impress deeply, as in a biting wit. Bitingly is an adverb. Next is biting louse, two words, noun from 1896. Any of numerous wingless insects, where did it go? That are parasitic, especially on birds, called also bird louse. And the order name is Malophaga. Next, we have biting midge. Two words. Midge is M-I-D-G-E. Noun from 1945. Any of a family of tiny biting dipteran flies in which some are vectors of filarial worms. I feel like that was something from a Dr. Seuss book. The family name is Ceratopogonidae. Next is bitmap. One word, noun from 1982. One, an array of binary data representing a bitmapped image or display. Also, a file containing such data or data. Number two, a bitmapped image or display. Next is bitmapped. Adjective from 1978. Of relating to or being a digital image or display for which an array of binary data specifies the value of each pixel, as in bitmapped graphics. I see this word a lot because I deal with graphics and video and stuff. I've never really been 100% sure on what it means, so I feel like I want to look into the details of that so I can understand it better. Next is bit stock, one word, noun from 1869, and we have the number three definition for the word brace. Is that like the braces that you put on your teeth? Next is bitsy, B-I-T-S-Y, adjective from 1905, and we have the synonym tiny, and the etymology says this is from itsy bitsy. Next is bit, B-I-T-T, it is the first form. Noun from 1593. 1. A post or pair of posts fixed on the deck of a ship for securing lines. And then number 2, we have the number 1 definition for the word bollard. B-O-L-L-A-R-D. This is probably from Middle French, bit, ultimately from the Old Norse bitti, B-I-T-I, which means beam. Now we have the second form of bit. It is a transitive verb from 1769, to make a cable fast about a bit. I think that has to do with the number one definition for bit. Next is our last word, bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R. It is the first form, adjective from before the 12th century. 1a, being or inducing why did they write it this way? Being or inducing the one of the four basic taste sensations that is peculiarly acrid, astringent, or disagreeable and suggestive of an infusion of hops. Compare to the synonyms salt, sour, and sweet. And actually, I'm surprised this isn't in here, but I think they have the fifth taste, which is umami, which is something a little bit different. I've heard for a while, but especially recently, that the whole idea of having different places on your tongue for the different taste sensations is not true. You can taste all of them on all parts of your tongue. So I'm not really sure how that came to be. I am not a fan of bitter. I don't like hops. I don't really like coffee. I will have coffee on occasion, but it's got to be, it's got to have a lot of sweet stuff in there for me to like it. So for some reason, my brain just doesn't care for bitterness. But some people, oh, bitter chocolate? Nope. I don't like bitter chocolate. That dark stuff? Nope. Nuh-uh. But some people love it. It's weird. 1B, distasteful or distressing to the mind. Synonym is galling or galling, G-A-L-L-I-N-G, as in a bitter sense of shame. Number 2, marked by intensity or severity. 2a, accompanied by severe pain or suffering, as in a bitter death. 2b, being relentlessly determined. Synonym is vehement, or vehement, however you want to say it, as in a bitter partisan. 2c, exhibiting intense animosity, as in bitter enemies. 2d1, harshly reproachful, as in bitter complaints. 2D2, marked by cynicism and rancor, as in bitter contempt. 2E, intensely unpleasant, especially in coldness or rawness, as in a bitter wind. We get that a lot in Chicago, not because it's the windy city that's not has, doesn't have anything to do with the wind, but we do get a very cold winter sometimes, and that wind goes right to the bone. Number three, expressive of severe pain, grief, or regret, as in bitter tears. Bitterish is an adjective, bitterly is an adverb, and bitterness is a noun. So the word of the episode is going to be, which one did I like the best? I'm going to pick bite size with a hyphen as the word of the episode because it reminds me of bite size candy bars, and those are the best. That is it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.